Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Eddie Matthews is here with Stratford End District Chamber of Commerce, so you know there's great events and lots going on in the community. Eddie, good to see you.
Good to see you, Jamie.
Eddie, we had the Mayor's Breakfast just last Wednesday?
This past Wednesday?
Yeah. How did it go?
Oh, it was a terrific morning. We had 175 people in the banquet room upstairs at the country club, and you know what we did? TD had the breakfast beforehand, the day before, and then we had another breakfast the next day. It was excellent.
Nice.
Food and everything was terrific.
Yeah, great location, great people there at the Stratford Country Club.
Jesse and everybody's done a nice job up there.
All right, so we've got more events coming up. Let's talk about the gala. That's the big one that's coming up fast.
The Business Excellence Awards. This is a time of the year where we really want to celebrate local businesses, keep this place running. You know, as we can look at that big monster of the theater that does such an amazing job, but we've got to have businesses to keep the fabric of this community so smooth and, you know, welcoming to everybody.
And it's such a celebration. It's really an evening of celebration.
Oh, it is. Oh, it really is. You know, we've got 9 different categories that we're going to be celebrating different businesses, whether it be not-for-profit, emerging, you know, that sort of thing, professional service business of the year. So I'm looking forward to hearing, you know, who's going to be winning that
night. Yeah, and I love looking at the listing of all the nominees. You're seeing some new businesses or maybe some businesses or organizations you're not familiar with, which is great.
Yeah, and all from around this area.
Yeah.
Not just Stratford. You know, we're proud that we help to celebrate and help with business not only in Stratford, but St. Mary's, Mitchell, Tavistock, all around this area.
Yeah, Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
There you go.
And the only one that we do know of that's been publicized is Breen Bentley.
Yeah. Let's talk about Breen Bentley, Business Leader of the Year.
Yeah. Can't say enough about Breen. Been such a great friend over the years, and I'm so thrilled that he's finally being honored.
Yeah, and I like the way you capture it with Breen Bentley. You know, everybody knows Breen Bentley, but he's also kind of a guy behind the scenes as well, if you will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was terrific reading the comments when it was posted, and there wasn't one bad thing people said about Breen or the family or the restaurant, because he's so supportive. And like you said, behind the scenes, he's one of these guys that is low-key but gives back to the community time after time after time.
Yeah, his sponsorship and his support of teams and whatnot.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and I can't say enough about Breen and the kids, because since he got hurt, the kids have really stepped up and done just an amazing job.
Okay, so they're planning to be there for the gala.
Yep, Breen will speak, and you and I both know Breen is a man of few words. So we'll also, because we want to get, you know, have a speech made, and Breen is short and sweet, but I think the kids will want to say something as well.
I think so. And, you know, we would say pick up tickets, but this event is already sold out.
Yeah.
Sold
out. Last year, we could have done 2 nights.
Yeah.
You know, with Don McDougal last year.
Yeah.
Amazing guy.
Well, you have to turn it into a gala weekend, maybe. Huh?
Perhaps. So, anyways, we'll keep you posted if there are any tickets that do come in at the last minute type of thing.
Yeah, we look forward to that.
We've
already
got a wait list.
Yeah.
And I should congratulate CJCS as well.
That's right. That's right. Celebrating our 100th anniversary, and we're up for a nomination as well.
Yeah, and well deserved. You know, you've done a nice job, and Dave's done a fantastic job, and you know, just representing the community.
Still. Well, and of course, Eddie Matthews, a very, very big part of the CJCS story. Absolutely, we're going to have to get you back in to chat about your days at CJCS, if you don't mind. I think that's the only time I've ever seen you speechless, Eddie.
Yeah.
Well, we've got more.
Can we give a nice shout out to Franklin Pham, because he's really spearheaded a really terrific event. It's called Unity for Community Social Mixer. It's a gathering for nonprofit and charitable professionals. It's coming up April 18th over at Copperlight, which is,
you know, former Knox Church.
Yep, absolutely. April 18th between 3 and 5. And please pop on by and find out how you can be a part of helping and shaping this community.
That is a great idea.
Yeah, it really
so is. Do they get registered for that again?
Yeah, you can find it. We've got details up on our, CJCS website, the Chamber of Commerce website.
Fair enough.
I think I even still know the phone number.
Right? Yeah. There you go.
Again. And also the golf tournament's coming up in June, early June. We're going to be doing it at the beautiful Mitchell Golf and Country Club. And what
nice.
Else?
Business After Five.
Sure. Going to be celebrating a big anniversary for Sutton because that's coming up on the 24th.
Wow.
Remember, that's my sister's birthday. So
lots of events happening.
So you can find more at stratfordchamber.com.
All right. Eddie Matthews with Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce. Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks, Jamie.